Hi, Des here.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Des Lynam. Des Lynam.
National Radio 1.
Hi, Des here. Des Lynam.
It's quite good, that.
Yeah, isn't it? I didn't want to think it was anyone else. Like,
do you know who I was thinking of?
Desmond Dekker.
I was thinking of Des that used to be in Neighbours.
Right, no.
He used to run the cafe with Daphne.
That would have been this. Good eye.
Des here. Yeah.
You see?
Des.
Didn't he go mad?
I don't know. He had something. Sticky out ears, didn't he?
Did he end up growing a beard and living in the jungle or something? Sure he did. He didn't go mad, obviously, for legal reasons, but he grew a beard.
He wasn't a mentalist.
No. Isn't there 50 years of Neighbours coming up or something? He's having a very special anniversary.
I don't know, it's a long time.
And Joe Mangle's going back in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Mangle.
All the stars.
He used to have a combi van, didn't he?
He did. Anyway, we'll talk about Neighbours for bloody 5 to 7 in the morning.
That's my fault, I apologise.
You alright?
Yeah.
You look a bit tired.
I'm shattered, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Were you out? Oh, you were out last night.
I was out last night, yeah.
You were out on the pop?
Yeah.
I was going to come and join you, and I thought, no, I'll be sensible. I'll just stay in and just give money to the homeless. Is that what
but
I
you
guess?
Didn't. You went out on the pop somewhere else.
Yeah, basically.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Right. Friday starts in a bit. In 3.5 minutes, we'll officially start the weekend. Friday is now the weekend. Because, and here, I love this, it's Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. See the weather outside? It's absolutely lashing it down. This has got to be one of the worst summers ever. And we're doing a Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. Not now, in a couple of minutes' time. Good morning.
We go where we like, we got overtime.
A minute to seven, I think. Pink and William Orbit and Feel Good Time. So by the end of the news, I'll be officially Radio 1 Summer Friday thing.
Hooray.
Let's all put on that pair of Hawaiian shorts and stand out in the road in the rain. Okay. All right, don't worry about it. I'll come up with some other ideas to do.
Okay.
Right, because it's Radio 1's wacky, crazy Summer Friday thing. That's a horn, like a bicycle horn. Woo! I might wear some glasses, you know, where the eyes fall out. They're fake, and the ground springs. Brilliant.
That'd be great.
They make me laugh, they do. I'm not feeling you feeling it, everyone.
Not yet.
Not
right,
yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Let me work on that for the end of the news, all
okay,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's actually flooding outside.
Yeah, I know, but let me bring that summer feeling to your heart.
It's Radio 1 Summer Flooding Thing.
Sure. Summer Friday thing, Dave. We will play a top... I'll go and find a top summer record to start Friday off. And some good ideas of silly, crazy, wacky things to do. But not yet. We had to do some serious news with Dominic and some sport with Carrie. It's 7:01.
New charges in the hunt for Britain's bombers.
And will England's 400 be enough against the Aussies?
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Police have charged 2 more people over the failed bomb attacks on London's transport system on July the 21st. Many places becoming dry, bright and even sunny. It's now 7:04.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go! Oh, it's crazy, crazy, wacky Fridays. I'm wearing my Gary Davis Radio 1 Bermuda shorts.
You found us a Friday record, then?
I found a Friday record. It's going to start off Friday in the weekend, and everyone's going to feel summery. And I'm going to change your name, too. You're no longer Comedy Dave. You're Crazy Radio 1 Summer Friday Thing Dave. Yeah, man! You like that?
That's nice, yeah.
I've changed your name, Dominic.
Yes.
You're not Dominic Byrne. You're Slaphead Byrne. Because you got a slap head.
That's the same as every day, though. There's definitely summer.
Change your name as well, Carrie.
Go on, then.
Yeah, boobs. And Rachel. Yeah. I've left you as Rachel because you're the producer.
Thank you.
It's Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. absolutely peeing it down out there.
It's horrible.
Hello.
When does summer start properly?
I don't know.
Month ago, 15th of July.
It's a month ago.
Because it's rubbish so far, isn't it?
We've
the longest
week,
day was
we?
Like 20 something of June, so it's almost a month old.
Mm. What did you say the weather's going to be like today?
Well, it's going to be rubbish to start with, but then it's going to get better and even sunny.
Wow.
But like, you know, around 6-ish tonight.
Tomorrow's meant to be nice, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
But the weekend has to start now. Starts now. I am Pete Dong. I officially start the weekend. Ramalama-lama-lama-ding-dong, I'm Pete Dong, it's the weekend, I'm one.
That's good, that.
I'm ready, I'm up for it.
I know. Ah, all over the newspapers today, seriously, you had, you know, 350,000 extra listeners, again, to the show, and they all want a piece of you. And Orla from Big Brother's Pastry of the Sun today.
Is she?
She's got her boobs out, man.
Whoa.
Again.
Seen
not
it
been
before.
Through that yet.
I had a bit of a shock, though. When I walked into the Brother this morning, a guy in the door goes, huh? All over the papers this morning. And I went, who? You? I went, really?
Yeah.
And then he changed the subject slightly, but I didn't realise. I thought he was still talking again. So, yeah. And page three, looking good. I'm on page three. What? No, the girl from Big Brother. Anyway, I don't want to talk about the figures at all today.
It's official now, what can we say? This show is really great. With the listening figures in, we're almost up to 8 million people listening. And that is really cool. And Chris may get more money now and buy a swimming pool.
Yes,
yes. The Chris Moyle Show.
Splish, splash, everybody.
National Radio 1.
Right.
The Chris Moyle Show.
They're working overtime, aren't they? They're loving it.
National Radio 1.
Drums. That's the version I want.
It's double jingle time.
Right, so on the show today, right, it's Radio 1 summer wet thing.
Yep.
We're going to do the Summer Shuffle, where you can choose a track that we play.
Yeah, all good.
We do
that
every Friday. We've got the Golden Hour back from 9. And Allard is once again out somewhere. Well, the idea... Stop. The idea was he was going to give out ice creams, wasn't it, originally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a secret location, wasn't it?
Which now seems a ridiculous idea.
Hot soup.
Max.
Hot soup.
Hot soup, anyone? It's Radio 1 summer soup thing. So he's in an ice cream van, and he's going to be giving away Roy Walker T-shirts, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing. We have a jingle for him, by the way. It's very exciting. Do you want to hear it now or
yes.
not?
Yeah. We can have a little... No?
Are you sure?
Let's save it.
Okay. Oh, we're splitting here, aren't we?
Are you really? Well, you should speak to Mark Hamilton about that. What you've... I'll play you a second of it. That's all you get.
That's nice.
Yeah. I know what that is.
Do you like that?
And again.
That's all you get. Also, I had to talk about the fact that Joe White is going to be in Newquay this morning. I won't say the name of the beach because I didn't. It's...
Fistral.
That's right. Once again.
Fistral.
In Newquay. And it's the final of our 24 competition today. Could the show get any busier? Yes, because it's also Rachel's dad's birthday.
Yay!
And she wants to say happy birthday every half hour. So, first one of the morning.
Happy birthday, Dad.
There you go. Cheaper than a card.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Right, Summer Friday thing. You ready?
National Radio 1.
Drums, please.
It's Radio 1's Summer Friday thing.
Rainy, rainy, rainy time. Yeah, watch the rain come down. Ready, Dave? Here it is, a groove slightly transformed.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm.
Radio 1's Summer Friday thing. It's summer. It takes place on a Friday. And it involves a lot of different things. Only on Radio 1.
Drop it down, just wanna see you. Hey ladies, drop it down.
Drop it down, just wanna see you touch the ground. Don't be shy, girl, go bonanza. Shake your body like a belly dancer.
Cheeky git, I find that record fattest.
Why?
It's telling me to shake my body like a belly dancer.
It's not you he's talking to.
Shake my body like a barrel dancer. Morning, Gavin in Cardiff, who's texting, saying, hey, Morsey, thank you for my birthday card. It was a great surprise. You're more than welcome.
Did we?
Happy birthday, Gavin.
Happy birthday, Gavin.
Right.
Oh, was that the one that went around the office?
You're Gavin. Birthday. 17 minutes past seven. So you didn't hear the Scott Mills show yesterday, did you?
No, I missed it.
So you don't know about the Fred phone call?
No, but I know the setup to the Fred phone call because I was in the office yesterday when you were talking to Laura from the show and she wanted to get hold of you later on to complete the story, as it were.
Guy called Fred rings up Scott Mills' show the other day and says he's a waiter in a restaurant that I went into the other day with my girlfriend, had a meal, and left a 20p tip.
And he swore this was true, because he saw you, apparently.
So I went on the air and went, well, that's nonsense. I wouldn't leave a 20p tip. I'd leave at least a pound. So Scott decided then that the Chappers would ring him back and do one of the Chappers' great impersonations.
Mm.
They all sound like Chappers.
Mm. Man of
surely now, because Scott's figures have gone up, why don't you ring someone and go, hello, is that Dave?
Hello.
Yeah, it's Bob Smith here from the News the World. They all go, hello, Chappers. Oh, rubbish. So anyway, we phoned Fred back, and we'll play that call.
Was it good?
Yeah, man, I'm on it.
So you rang him back, or they rang him back?
Chappers rang him back, and you'll all become clear when you hear it. So, should we play it before 7:30?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Early doors.
Hey, Dave, you know what today is, don't you?
Summer Friday thing.
It's Radio 1's Summer Friday thing.
That's right, and the hits just keep on coming. Well, they stopped for a minute for Akon, but they're coming again. Oh, yeah. Put your hands in the air and wave them like you're a moron. It's Corner Shop. Right, so you know the setup to this gag then, right?
Yes. It's all about you in a restaurant and apparently giving a 20p tip to the waiter.
Guy called Fred rings Scott Mills. I work in a restaurant. Yeah, Christmas came the other day, 20p tip. Absolutely not true. Sorry, wait for the drums.
So you wanted to prove your innocence in this whole case.
So Scott goes, right, what we'll do is we'll get Chappers to ring this guy back as a guy from the News of the World wanted to buy the story about me being a tight git.
Yeah.
And then put the caller on to the editor.
Which is you.
Yeah. And then, as they say now these days, punk him, which I find a nod phrase.
Did you punk him?
Well, you'll hear in a minute. It's quite long, but it's all right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so playing in this clip is Chappers as man from the News of the World, me as the editor, and you wait till you check out my brilliant disguise. And Fred is not quite glaringly not his real name. All from Scott's shows yesterday.
Hello?
Hi, is that Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, I'm calling from the News of the World. I think you've got a story about Chris Moyles, haven't you?
Well, I was on the radio yesterday about it.
Yeah, I kind of heard something about it. You were saying that who are you talking to? Was it Colin?
No, I was talking to Scott Mills about it.
All right, and you said something about a tip that he gave you?
Yeah, he didn't tip me.
Right, because I'm kind of thinking, I'm part of the investigations team in the News of the World. I work with the fake shake, and I'm thinking that we'd like to do quite a big story on this, and the headline could be something like, Tightwad DJ in 20p tip scandal.
Really? You serious?
Yeah. Would it be something you'd be interested in telling me about? Because we do pay a lot of money for these kind of stories.
How much would you pay?
Well, first of all, just run through what happened again before we get onto the financial stuff.
Okay, well, like I said, I work in a restaurant. I don't know if I can tell you in the story where I work, in London.
Right.
and he came in with his girlfriend for a few hours and had a meal. At the end of the, and I was serving him, I was the waiter. At the end of the night, he paid with his credit card, and he didn't put anything extra on the credit card as a tip, which I was quite surprised because I was really nice to him and stuff all night, as waiters have to be. So we charged him, you know, the price of the meal, and then gave him his card back, and we expected him to sort of put a bit of cash out for us because all the tips are shared. So he left. We saw him leave. We went to the table, and there's 20p in the tip dish.
Right, and this was last week, was it?
Yeah, it was last week. Yeah,
and it was just him and his girlfriend, was it?
Yeah, him and his girlfriend. Yeah,
no other sort of famous people. No sort of pastry lovely or anything.
No, I don't think so. No, it's just him and his girlfriend.
Right, no Big Brother contestant with him or anything?
Nah.
Right, okay. So you'd be prepared to go into quite a bit of detail for us for this, would you?
Yeah, if I get some money for it, you know, because I'm a student at the moment, and some extra money would be good.
All right, well, we're probably...
Especially if I wasn't tipped, you know.
Well, yeah. We're probably talking a few thousand, I would have thought, for this story, but would that sound about right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I actually can't give you a figure myself because I kind of leave the negotiations to other people. I'm just a hard-nosed journalist. But I'll pass you on to my editor, and then he'll probably be able to do the deal with you and let you know how much we can give. Is that all right?
That's brilliant.
All right, and it's Fred, yeah?
Yeah, Fred, yeah.
All right, Fred, I'll pass you on to my editor. Just hold on a second.
Okay, thanks. Hello?
Yeah, Fred.
Yeah, it's Fred.
Right, this is a story about Chris Miles.
Yeah, it is.
Right, what's the story there?
I work for a restaurant in London, quite a famous chain, and he came in with his missus. He had a lovely meal, and I served him very well. And he's completely disrespectful and didn't leave me a tip, and then I wasn't very happy. He left me 20p.
Is it your restaurant, or you're just a waiter?
No, I'm just a waiter.
Right. What restaurant was it?
Am I allowed to say which restaurant it was?
Yeah.
It was Harry Ramsden's.
Right. And this was in London?
Yes, it is.
Right. He was with his girlfriend, did you say?
Yeah, he was.
Can you remember what she looked like? Because if it's not his girlfriend, then the story is obviously a better story.
She was blonde.
Right.
Quite tall. She sort of looked like a paid-free model.
Right, that's what we thought. Right, that's not his girlfriend. He's basically playing away.
No.
Which makes the story even better. Right, what would you take for the story? We don't have to print your name, but we'll have to take your word for the story.
Well, as you've got the girlfriend and playing away from home bit in there, I mean, your reporter said a couple of grand. As that's a bigger aspect, I can put more detail in. So, how much could you give me?
You tell me what you expect for the story, and then we'll work it out from there. That's the easiest thing.
$4,000 or $5,000?
Right. $4,000 or $5,000. Hold on. $4,000. Right. And this is, you can verify the story's true. Do you have
any? It's all true. It's all true, yeah.
How about $2,000?
$2,500?
$2,500. What about $1,000?
No, two. That's less.
What if we leave your name out of it and we call it £500?
No.
Right?
You've got to give me a few grand for this.
How about 20p?
What?
How about 20p, Fred?
Who's this?
Who do you think it is? So, my girlfriend's tall, is she? Because my girlfriend's short. And Harry Ramsden's? Fred? It's Chris Moyles.
Hey.
Yeah. What did I eat, by the way? Did I just go for the classic fish and chip combo?
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
No.
Did I have a dessert? They do very nice desserts at Harry's. He put the phone down.
That is superb.
Where am I from, by the way? I think I'm from somewhere in Northern Ireland, Wales.
Yeah. Pakistan. It was wavering a little bit.
I think you travelled around in your youth.
Now I understand why Chappers just puts Chappers' his voice on. Yeah.
You can't do character.
800 poons.
I think that went very well.
I enjoyed it.
And I know that you are an actual, a very generous man.
I don't even think there is a Harry Ramsden's in London, is there?
I know. I don't know. We can check that.
The only thing that started to worry me slightly was I was in Harry Ramsden's in Brighton about 3 weeks ago. But he did say London, so I know I'm fine.
Fred has been busted. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
What about you?
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. Bang, bang. I used to shoot you.
£500.
People asking whether you're a Dutch.
I was trying to be American, Indian, Welsh, Scottish, Northern Irish, something.
You showed him the way.
He was waiting for about any point to go, what's wrong with your accent?
I don't know.
Anyway, Scott's back on the radio this afternoon for 4 o'clock. We're doing Radio 1 Super Friday thing. Alan is not in the studio. He's out the studio. Find out where after we get some news from Dominic at 7:32.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
And some breaking news this morning. Within the last half hour, two men have been charged with murder. It's becoming dry, bright and even sunny. Wow.
He's not a new teammate, Dave Watson.
Sorry.
Ex-teammate.
Yeah. Beep, beep, one road travel,
Dominic Byrne. Wet Road Friday is here. It's the A31 in Surrey this morning.
Wet Road Friday.
It's a belter. Alton Road's got a bit of surface water on it at the Coxbridge roundabout junction in Farnham. That's Farnham. Drive carefully. Have a nice Friday.
Where is it?
Farnham.
No, the bit...
Coxbridge. Right. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. It's 7:36.
The Chris Moore. With Alex in an ice cream van, National Radio 1.
Morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's Radio 1's Summer Friday thing.
Yay!
So the weather's rubbish here. What's it like where you are?
I woke up to a bit of drizzle, but I think it's clearing. We could be in for an overcast but fine day.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, listen to you.
And the weather?
Right, so where in the world are you?
I am in Lincoln this morning.
Hey! Yay! Why Lincoln, Alad?
Well, lots of reasons, really.
Is it because Reese told you to go there?
There we go, the first person family. Yes, it's basically because Reese, our new executive producer, used to live here, but also he has a lot of local knowledge. And also, with Joe Wiley in Newquay, I thought it'd be nice just to go out and about somewhere, and I need to be in Skegness later. So Lincoln looks like the perfect place.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
So that's cleared up for me.
There
right,
we go.
So are you in an ice cream van?
I am in an ice cream van.
Brilliant.
It's a really nice van, actually. I'm sending pictures through to you now as we speak.
I can't wait.
Are you all logoed up, Alan, with all the Radio 1 stuff?
We've got the Radio 1 and the Radio 1 Summer Friday thing logos all around the thing.
Right. Do you have ice cream in it?
We've got ice cream in it.
Hooray!
All our T-shirts, bar one. One's already gone.
The T-shirt's gone?
Yeah, someone came up to us at the start of the show and said, I've been tipped off that you're here. Can I have one for my daughter? So we're minus one already.
How can they be...
I have no idea.
That'll be executive.
Was it you? Was it?
It's a member of Reese's family.
I love that. Reese ringing up his old next-door neighbour. Listen. Do yourself a favour. You need to get to the high street tomorrow morning and look for an ice cream van. I can't tell you why.
Shh. Red Riding Hood is in the woods. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Alad is Red Riding Hood.
I'm not saying he's Red Riding Hood.
So, whereabouts are you? Or where are you going to go?
I'm currently outside the grandstand at the edge of Lincoln, next to a very busy road. Because we were going to start next to the cathedral this morning. Morning! We were going to start at the cathedral, but it's so residential and so quiet that I just couldn't face waking the whole village up and have them all shout at me up there, so I've come down here.
Oh, I think you should.
We have a few people turning up already. Wow, they're
listen, great. Listen, they need to set some rules, okay?
Okay.
So there needs to be some fit women. Last week in Blackpool, you didn't find anybody attractive. So there's got to be some fit women and some fit blokes, right?
Okay, I can try.
And I want you to promise, you have to swear that you will do this, all right?
Okay.
Promise?
Yeah.
Swear?
I promise.
Right, here's what I want you to do. You need to be firm but fair. If somebody comes up and wants a t-shirt and you deem them too ugly to be advertising our show, they don't. We've run out. Just tell them we've run out.
Okay.
You know, like that guy there beeping his horn?
Yeah. Yeah, that one looks quite ugly, actually.
Yeah, you know, no ugly people.
Okay.
I mean, you know, a bit ugly is fine, but, you know, we don't want any Eugene from Big Brothers walking around.
No, it's a bad image for the show that they're walking around with our, you know, name on it.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. So, you're gonna head where? In what direction?
We're actually gonna stay here for a bit, because this is a very good place. So we're gonna be at the grandstand for at least the next half an hour.
Lovely.
Would you like to hear some of my horns?
Hmm.
There's 50 to choose from, apparently.
Alan?
How's that?
Are you on a merry-go-round?
That's awful, Aled.
Okay, I'll work on the tunes. I'll have a nice one for next time you come back.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, then.
Thank you.
Bye!
Bye!
So, Aled is in an ice cream van in Lincoln giving away T-shirts with Roy Walker's face on. Yeah, it's Friday.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. We do things that you do. Our holidays are just like yours. We're really so like you. If you're going to a beach, you might see Miles on his ass. But you will not see him on the plane unless you're in first class. The Chris Miles Show. National Radio 1.
Music with talking in between. It's a classic radio formula, but nobody does it like the Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Go! Dave's next in Dunstable. Hi, Dave.
To your radio this Friday, thanks to your friends at BBC Radio 1. It's just like being on holiday, but without taking any days off.
It's time to jam, it's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance.
In your day, and nasty girl. On National Radio. What day is it today, Dave?
It is Friday.
Yeah, but what else?
Oh.
That's right.
Well, it's Radio 1 Summer Friday.
What's the idea of Radio 1?
Well, the whole idea is that it's like taking a holiday without having to get any time off work. Right? Everything feels different. It feels not ambient,
so weird. We bring that feeling to Radio 1.
It just puts a smile on your face, essentially.
I like that. I think that's a very good idea. It's 7:47, by the way.
Radio 1's Summer Shuffle.
We'd set this up in a minute. Radio 1's Summer Shuffle. You get to choose the song that we play on Radio 1. It's a Summer Friday anthem. You should know what it is by now. We play you clips of songs. You say stop on the one that you want, and we play it, and it's all good.
I like this.
Give us a ring now if you want to do that. 08700 100 100. All you need is a phone and your voice. And at least a semi-decent taste of music, please. Mm. Call us now, 08700 100 100. Aled, what's going on? Aled? Oh, he's gone. They killed him.
We don't like strangers here at Lingham and in ice cream vans.
Can I just say, by the way, the ice cream van that Aled is in, I mean, you'll be able to spot it in Lincoln anyway, it's the only ice cream van going around at 7:48 in the morning, says Creamy Ices on the front.
But what's quite nice, though, is the fact that
that might be him phoning in.
You got
now.
Him?
Let me answer.
I'm just going to say the picture that on the van has got a big space in front of Creamy Ices where you could put Aled. You could put his name in there. Is you know you could personalise the whole thing and have Aled's Creamy Ices
there in Lincoln for Radio 1.
It is a Creamy Ices van, isn't it, Alad?
It is, Creamy Ices van.
Whose Creamy Ices were they before you took it over?
A guy called Darren.
Darren, so did it say Darren's Creamy Ices, but you've sort of Tippexed it out?
Exactly, we've replaced it with the Radio 1 logo.
Genius. Right, now, so what's the problem? What's the problem?
I do have a problem. We're outside the grandstand. About five times the number of people that turned up for Blackpool have already turned up.
Right.
The car park is full.
Right.
It's only 10 to 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Literally, we have about 100 people.
How many t-shirts do you have?
About 45 left.
Right, okay. Do you know what you should do then?
What?
You should just get in and drive off.
I can't drive off.
Of course you
can. It goes so slow they could run after us.
Just duck down. Is it Darren?
Darren, yeah.
Just get Darren to drive off, play your tune, and you duck down in the back.
I've got a loud hailer. Do I need to use that, or you just think just to sneak away is the best option?
I think sneak away.
Really?
Okay. Actually, do you know what? Get Darren, start the engine, and then just go to your next location and shout, "I'm off, you suckers! Don't follow me, otherwise you'll get it."
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, right, okay, hang on. No.
Wrong button.
The problem is, this ice cream van is so old, we don't have a radio in it, so poor Darren can't hear what you're asking him to do.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay, so we've got the engine. We're going to need to drive off, okay?
How many people are around you now, roughly?
About 100 people in a queue. They're a very orderly queue, with Sam right at the front. Hello, Sam. She's quite fit, actually.
Al,
whoa. Is she fit or not?
She is, you see. Actually, the most fit person has turned up.
Oh, maybe she'd hang around for a little bit longer then, I don't know.
Yeah?
Al, I should have told you, actually, that Lincoln is a very, very good place for meeting Radio 1 listeners, because we were there a couple of years ago on the Comic Relief Tour, and it was massive, it was huge, like loads and loads of people coming out. So you will be mobbed.
I underestimated the power of Radio 1 in Lincoln.
Yeah, you will be mobbed in Lincoln. They're good people there.
Well, listen, why don't you sort Sam out and then do a runner?
Okay, fine. I'll take a photo of Sam.
Yeah, do. And don't forget, we need some Top Heavy Lovelies in the T-shirts.
Hang on, let me find out if there's any Top Levy... What is it?
Top Levely Lovelies? No.
Top Levy Hovies.
Top Heavy Lovelies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, are there any Top Heavy Lovelies here?
There's a guy.
No,
it doesn't work like that, Al.
No, just...
Being female...
Okay, I'm going to take a photo.
Right.
Right, okay.
I'm going to move on, Al.
Yeah,
this is going nowhere fast, and you're behind the wheel.
Thank you.
All right, look, just do whatever you need to do, but I'd get out of there if I were you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't get the point of that. Quick go. He goes, yeah, well, you know, I just... and then he ends up staying, and what's going on? He's gonna run out of stuff.
Are there any Top Heavy Lovelies? And then he's looking at a fella.
Yeah. Reese, you know the area well. Are there any Top Heavy Lovelies in Lincoln? Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but are there any Top... Mm. Oh, I can see what you're saying. Right, okay. Oh, no, we're not doing that. We're doing this.
It's Radio 1 Summer Friday Thing. It's like warm summer sunshine streaming out of your radio.
That's right, lovely. Right, Alan is in Lincoln in an ice cream van that says... Creamy Ices, giving away t-shirts with Roy Walker's face on. This is brilliant radio. No wonder we're climbing the tree to success, is it? Sorry. Judge Jules has left his ad-lib script in here. Look into
Right, it's time for Radio 1 Summer Shuffle Day.
Is that our Graham? Did we work that out or not?
Yes, it's our Graham. And he talks like this. As if he's sitting on top of a washing machine. On high spin cycle.
Should we do it then?
What?
Should we do it?
Yes. Hello, Geordie. Good morning. Where are you?
I'm just about Ringwood in Hampshire.
Ringwood in Hampshire?
Yeah, that's right.
What's the weather like?
It's pretty dull, pretty grey, not too amazing.
Be honest, are you feeling that Summer Friday thing?
I am feeling it actually, Chris, I am, yeah.
Liar. You're a liar, such a liar. So where are you going? Are you going to work?
No, I'm going to go and pick up my boyfriend this morning, who's just getting his car put in for a service thing.
What, yeah. So he's driving to the garage and you're going to drive him and pick him up after he's
dropped? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. What a girl. And you got out of bed to do that?
Yeah.
What a girl. Very nice.
But he's worth it, so.
What car does he drive?
I drive a little black KA.
All right, then what does he drive?
He drives an Audi Estate.
Oh, okay. A bit boring, isn't it?
You know.
Well, you should have had a TT or A4 converter or S4, do you know what I mean? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know how this summer shuffle thing works?
I do indeed.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to play you some clips of songs. When we get to a song that you would love to hear on the radio, you had to shout the loudest possible tone the word stop.
Okie
dokie. Let me hear you, please.
Stop!
Oh, that's rubbish.
It's not good enough.
Got to be louder.
Stop!
That's it. Okay, right. There are 10 tracks. If you haven't said stop by the 10th will automatically play.
Okay.
So it's up to you.
Freaky.
Okay? What kind of music are you into?
I like dance music and rock, so a bit diverse there.
Okay.
I like kind of, what do I like? I like everything from kind of Goldfrapp and Royksopp and David Guetta, quite a mix, really. I DJ a bit.
Right.
Do you?
I reckon she'll go for track number this, everybody. That's what I go for. I'm holding up both hands. Right, are you ready?
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Here we go. Good. All right, next.
I like the way you work to it. No diggity. I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it. No diggity.
Next.
I got to bag it up.
Next.
Bag it up.
You don't fancy the Beach Boys?
Not so much.
All right, okay.
Fair enough.
All right.
No.
I reckon you might like the next one.
Okay. Yeah, stop. Definitely stop.
Oh. What a choice.
Bit of a beta action for you.
A little bit of that would be good, yes, please.
All right, this is just for you then.
Yay.
Enjoy your Friday.
Thank you. You too, Chris.
Bye-bye. Mark the Cake Man in Lincoln's just texted in. I'm just giving Alan some muffins. Make sure you get them, Chris, from Mark the Cake Man in Lincoln.
He loves muffin, doesn't he?
Wow. Top record. Love that. Energy 52, Café Del Mar. Although I would have liked to hear Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. We're going to do that again in 1 hour's time from now. If you'd like to choose what we play on Radio 1, it's Radio 1's Summer Shuffle. We'll do it again in about, an hour's time. Maybe. Subject to timings. Alan is in Lincoln in an ice cream van giving away Roy Walker Legend T-shirts. Please go and see him and annoy him. And say hello, rather. More Summer Friday stuff coming up, including David Morales and the brand new single from Coldplay, which I love. After we get some news to sport with Dom and Carrie, it's 2 minutes past eight.
Charges over the murder of a black teenager in Merseyside.
And the Aussies prepare for their first innings.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Two men will appear in court this morning, charged with the murder of...
Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather with Dominic Byrne.
That worked well, didn't it?
That was all right, wasn't it? Oh,
yeah.
Stop now.
Yeah, because I put the out first. What's the cue again I need?
Any harm it was.
Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather,
it's yesterday's... To be fair, yeah. You told me that with half a second to go.
I was waving, but you were deep in thought.
Right.
Yesterday's weather time, not so much a forecast, this is more of a backcast. Backwards, see? Herne Bay was the warmest place yesterday, 23 degrees there. The coldest place to be yesterday evening, though, was Redhill in Surrey, just 6 degrees. The wettest place yesterday was Bishopton in Glasgow. They had 10.4 millimetres of rain yesterday. And for the last time this week, that was yesterday's weather.
Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather, with Dominic Byrne.
It's now 6 minutes past 8.
Allard is in Lincoln. I can't say that today. Allard is in Lincoln. Right. Let's try it again.
It's lots of L's, isn't there?
Alan's in Lincoln today. We'll check in with him in a bit. Joe Wiley's going to be in Newquay later. And it's Rachel's dad's birthday today. Stop that.
Let's.
You didn't say happy birthday to him last half hour of the show. So do it now, though, Rach.
Happy Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, how sweet is that, Dad? Your daughter there with a gob full of Marmite on toast?
No, it's a bacon sandwich.
Oh, is it?
Mm. How old is your father today, Rachel, do you think?
21.
78.
No, he's not 78.
Really? I thought he had you when he was really old, like Charlie Chaplin's age type thing.
When we met him, we thought he looked well and healthy.
When I met him, I thought he looked like hell as well.
I didn't mean to say that.
What was that?
Well and healthy.
When we met him, there was two sets of parents. And it wasn't just because we'd been in the bar since six.
No.
It was like four of them.
Rachel does have four parents.
No, but my real dad, it's his birthday, so happy birthday, Dad.
When's the other dad's birthday?
March, but that's my godfather.
Okay.
It's such a busy show today that we haven't got time for Rachel's dad's birthday, but we have to fit it in because it's Rachel's dad, obviously. Right, this is what else is on the show. Some shuffle we'll do again. The Golden Hour comes on at 9 o'clock. Alad is in Lincoln in an ice cream van giving away Roy Walker t-shirts. Joe Wiley is in Newquay this morning from 10 a.m. Podcasting. The second one is now online. The second ever Best of the Chris Moyles Show from last week is now online at www.bbc.co.uk/radio1, or just download it from one of your many podcast things.
It's another 20 minutes of hilarity.
Oh, it's brilliant. And it's the final of the 24 competition, where somebody will win a chance to be in the actual computer game that is 24 The Game.
Wowee.
Yeah, brilliant. So we've got to move on. What time is it now, Dom?
8:08.
Brilliant. Everybody, blah, 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 sorry.
It's official now, what can we say? This show is really great. With the listening figures in, we're almost up to 8 million people listening. So come on, raise your glass to Chris Moyles and his team for kicking every other station's ass.
Let me write that one. Right, the new one from Coldplay, which I love.
The Chris Moyles Show.
And then a top record from David Morales.
National Radio 1.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
This is Radio 1.
Good morning, Chris Moyles fans. It's Scott Mills here. Bet you're glad you're not on a canal boat this Friday, eh? Today it's Joe Wiley's turn in Newquay from 10 o'clock. And thank you very much to Chris for helping us bust Fred the waiter last night. I'd like to point out that Chris is indeed a very generous man, as we've proved. I'll be on at 4 o'clock today, including the Summer Big Ones at 5 o'clock.
It's only been Friday.
Now some more music on The Chris Moyles Show from Radio 1.
Rachel Jones! Alan Jones! That's what they're singing, Rach. Rachel!
What? What are you screwing your face up for?
I'm a bit confused.
Hey, they're singing something Jones, aren't they?
Are they?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's David Morales with Needing Jones.
Yeah.
8:17 exactly. It's Friday morning, the 5th of August, 2005. This is Radio 1.
It's the longest day of my life.
All right, so here's the prize then, to be in the game 24. We'll take your photo in London, stick it into a computer, digitise it, and make a computer-generated animation version of yourself. I just made that phrase up.
You'll be immortalised in a video game forever.
This game's going to be massive, absolutely massive. Right, I think we've chosen three out of the five that we're going to put through to the final.
The ones we listened to yesterday and the day before, yes?
Yeah, but I'll tell you them in a minute. We have five new ones to play. We ask people to describe themselves in 24 words or less, and the ones that grab our attention, we'll put through to the final. We need two out of this slot. You ready?
Yep.
Go!
I'm Richard, 23, 5'9", 12 stone, got broad shoulders, styled blonde hair, and this does sound like a dating service. How you doing?
That's a big no for me.
What is styled blonde hair?
That's lots of gel.
It's the longest day of my life.
I say no.
I'm saying no as well.
No.
But how you doing just blew it at the end, isn't it?
Next.
I'm Bev. My name originates from a beaver's brook. Great. It gets no better. 5'2", not bad teeth, no varicose veins.
Irritating, yeah. No.
No to her. Mm-hmm. Next.
I make a pretty damn good casualty, 5'7", with wolfy blue eyes. I have two chins to choose from, and a monobrow.
No.
I love that, really you didn't even finish. You are so harsh. All right, here's another.
I'm 5'8", with golden locks, seductive eyes, big boobies, and a peachy arse to make the perfect
Did you character?
Possible.
No, I say no.
Really?
Do you know why? Because she's put boobies and the word ass in the hope that we're that fickle that we'll fall for it. So I say no.
I'm putting a question mark by here.
Well, so far we haven't said yes to anyone, so here's another one.
I'm Celine, 26, dark skin, long brown hair, dark eyes, and I'd make a fab, sexy, intelligent, seductive villainess with a cute butt and, Bella, for our dad.
No.
Oh, see, now I thought
she's just ruin it at the end.
It's
with
just the word butt.
Well, butt and also a year-old Portuguese nice wheels catchphrase. Blew that as well, so to speak.
Okay, we need to run through these again because we need somebody. And try this again.
I'm Richard, 23, 5'9", 12 stone, but broad shoulders, styled blonde hair, and this does sound like a dating service. How you doing?
No.
Oh, you see, I'm not sure. Maybe.
No, no, he sounds like an ass. No.
Okay, but Dave, I've said we need to choose somebody out of this five.
I've got one.
Well, it's not him. Technically, we need two. Who?
The only one I put through as a possible is that Nikki.
This is Nikki?
I'm 5'8", with golden locks, seductive eyes, big boobies, and a peachy
arse
to make the perfect digi character.
Right, I'm with you, Rachel. I'm not feeling her. Pardon the expression.
Well, we can compromise.
She's the only one. Well, she's the best of a bad bunch of
it. It's the longest day of my life.
But who would you go for?
Well,
I make a pretty damn good casualty, 5'7", with wolfy blue eyes. I have two chins to choose from, and a monobrow.
Oh, well, we need to speed this up, because, you know, the show's almost finished. who grabs it for you out of that?
I would go for the first one, for Richard, the how you doing, because it makes me laugh.
I'm Richard, 23, 5'9", 12 stone, but broad shoulders, styled blonde hair, and this does sound like a dating service. How you doing?
The more I listen to it, the more it makes me laugh. I tell you what, how about a compromise, Dave? We put him in, right, if we put her in.
I'm 5'8", with golden locks, seductive eyes, big boobies, and a peachy arse to make the perfect digi character.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's the longest day of my life.
It's the longest
day of my life.
It's the longest link of the show.
Certainly, yeah. Go on forever.
Right. So these are then the five finalists that we have chosen. What we wanted to do is write a text message. It has to start with the word vote. So you have to write the word vote in your text message. And then a space. And then the name of the person. The first name of the person, right? So it has to be vote, space, and then either Chris...
6 foot tall... Face all there, eyes, nose, etc. But pretty ugly, though. Not fat, though, and no unsightly scars or spots.
If you want him to win, send me a text message saying vote and then Chris and send it to 81199. Vote Chris, 81199. Or vote Kerry with a K for this girl.
Hi, I'm Kerry. I've got long dark hair, deep dark eyes, olive skin and full voluptuous lips. So choose me.
She's the woman who made up the word voluptuous.
That's why she got in.
Should she die in the computer game 24? If you want to vote for her, send a text saying vote Kerry, spelt with a K, K-E-R-R-Y, to 81199. Or send me a message saying vote Carol for this girl.
My eyes are like the ocean sea, my hair like the sandy beach, my bun cheeks like cherries. My legs are long and leggy.
I think she's
funny.
Really wanted to
win. I think she's possibly the funniest entrant.
She cannot read what she has written. She sounds like a child.
My bum cheeks are like cherries.
If you want her to win, send a text saying vote Carol to 81199. That's vote space then Carol 81199. What about vote Richard?
I'm Richard, 23, 5'9", 12 stone, but broad shoulders, styled blonde hair, and this does sound like a dating service. How you doing?
Losers. It's the longest day of my life.
And finally, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. Vote Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, for this girl.
I'm 5'8", with golden locks, seductive eyes, big boobies, and a peachy arse to make the perfect digi character.
Right, so that's your five. We wanted to vote. Is it all working?
Is it me?
My God. It's the throw six to start. Vote system.
We have the technology. Yes. We just don't know how to use it.
Is it? Yes. Vote and then space for either Chris.
6 foot tall, face all there.
Right, him.
Yep.
Vote Kerry with a K for this girl.
Hi, I'm Kerry. I've got long dark hair.
Vote Nikki, N-I-K-K-I.
I'm 5'8", with golden locks, seductive eyes, big boobies and a peachy arse.
There you are. Mm. The How You Doing Guy is Richard, so send a message saying vote Richard.
I'm Richard, 23, 5'9", 12 stone, got broad shoulders, styled blonde hair, and this does sound like a dating service. How you doing?
And our favourite. Oh, what is... What's...
I put a C at the end of Nikki's.
Why?
Oh, so it's N-I-C?
C, yeah.
Oh, well, I've just been saying N-I-K.
No.
Right, Nikki then is N-I-C. So, if you vote for Nikki, it's N-I-C.
I'm 5'8", with golden locks, seductive eyes, big boobies and a peachy arse.
So the big boobie peachy arse girl is...
N-I-C.
N-I-C, for some reason.
Like Nicholas.
Rachel's decided to change the spelling of her name. And our favourite, but it's up to you, vote Carol to 81199, write the word vote, space, then the word Carol for the legend that is...
My eyes are like the ocean sea, my hair like the sandy beach, my bum cheeks like cherries, my legs are long and leggy.
She's genius, isn't she?
Vote Carol, 81199, and we'll wrap this up at 9 o'clock this morning. It's 8.25.
Radio 1's chart show, JK and Joel.
Very interesting, looking at the results so far on who should win the 24 competition. Yeah, yeah. Let me run through them again for you, right? You had to write me a message saying the word vote and then the name of the person. So it'd be vote Richard. 81199 is the number. 81199. This is Richard here.
I'm Richard, 23, 5'9", 12 stone, got broad shoulders, styled blonde hair, and this does sound like a dating service. How you doing?
He's in last place at the moment, surprisingly.
I'm not surprised at all.
If you'd like to change that, send a text saying vote Richard and send it to 81199. Then there's Kerry. Vote Kerry. Kerry's with a K. This is her.
Hi, I'm Kerry. I've got long dark hair, deep dark eyes, olive skin and full voluptuous lips. So choose me.
The word voluptuous doesn't exist.
Choose me.
Nick, which we're now spelling with N-I-C, send it to 81199. Vote Nick. This is her.
I'm 5'8", with golden locks, seductive eyes, big boobies and a peachy arse to make the perfect digi character.
Right. Mm. If you like the sound of Chris, send vote Chris for this guy.
6 foot tall, face all there, eyes, nose, etc.
Brilliant.
But pretty ugly, though. Not fat, though, and no unsightly scars or spots.
And my personal favourite, I think Dave's as well, is Mad, I Can't Read, and I Sound Like a Child, Carol. Vote Carol to 81199 for this genius.
My eyes are like the ocean sea, my hair like the sandy beach, my bum cheeks like cherries, my legs are long and leggy.
Long and leggy.
My favourite part of that is, my hair like a sandy beach. Sandy beach.
Long and leggy.
Sandy beach.
Who do you think's in the lead?
I don't know. I would say possibly the last one, Carol.
I can tell you now, she's not in
is
the
she
lead.
Not? No. Make that change, 81199.
I'd say Chris is in the lead.
Yeah,
really?
I'm going for Chris.
I ain't saying.
Funny.
I ain't saying.
Face all
face
there.
Face all there.
That's funny. 81199, vote. And then either Carol, Chris, Kerry, Nick with a C, or Richard. 81199, send it now. They win a brilliant prize. They will be computer digitized and animatedized into the computer game of 24, which is coming out soon. In other words, we'll be able to shoot them. I'd have thought the How You Doing guy might have gone up there.
Yeah, possibly.
To shoot him. Right, gonna move on. It's so busy. A top record from Dodgy in a second and Roll Deep with The Avenue. It's just gone 8:31.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
And our main story this morning, two men have been charged with murder. Now 8:35.
I just pressed all them buttons, not listening to a word you were saying. Do you know why? I just thought I'd check the beginning of the next song because I wanted to start really loudly because it's got a guitar intro, right?
Right.
And I checked it, and it went. Down in it like that, and I'm like, oh, that's rubbish. So I'm trying to cue it up while you're going waving at me to play the jingle, I'm like an octopus. I'm not actually like an octopus, that would be ridiculous.
Did you enjoy the travel information?
I did. I was listening.
Yeah.
What we did was I listened. I doubly listened to it earlier.
Yes.
Just in case this situation arose.
Yeah. You saved up some extra sort of travel stuff.
It was nice.
Yeah. What is what did he actually say?
I have
there?
No idea. Radio One
Summer Friday thing. Where in the world are you, Alan?
Hello, Rich. I'm in Lincoln.
Hello, who?
You said Rachel there.
I was going to say Rachel. Sorry.
Hi,
hello, Chris. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Dave.
All right, okay. Dom and Carrie.
Oh, are they in the studio as well? Yeah. Hi, yes. Dom. Hi, Carrie.
Where are you, Alan?
I'm in Lincoln.
Yay!
It's brilliant. I'm so shocked at the response we've had in Lincoln.
Seagulls. Right, have you moved on from the grandstand?
We moved on. We told all the ugly people at the last place that they weren't going to get a T-shirt.
Brilliant.
And we made a run for it. We've now come to another part of Lincoln, which I'm very nervous about announcing, to be honest with you. And we're next to some narrow boats, which is quite nice.
Are you by the canal?
We are next to the waterfront at the moment.
Oh, very nice. Oh, some locals are pointing at you.
Brayford Waterfront. Right. There we go. It's a lovely, picturesque part of Lincoln.
Wow, we can hear it there. Only joking, it's on tape.
Sounds like a toilet flushing.
How many T-shirts have we got left?
I've held back 20.
Right.
I've been able to stop it at 20, which is quite good.
Right, so Alan has got 20 Roy Walker Legend shirts. We're looking at some of the photos you sent in. Not bad, actually.
I'll be honest, the Totti is much better at Lincoln than it was in Blackpool.
Oh, there were some right mooses in Blackpool.
To be honest, there were, yes.
Hello to the people of Blackpool.
Mooses or meese?
There's a couple...
Moose-eye.
I'm not saying everyone in Blackpool's like that, just the ones that came to me were mooses. Right.
So where are you now? Where are you now?
Brayford Waterfront.
Brayford Waterfront, and you've got about 20 T-shirts left.
20 T-shirts, mainly male, to be honest with you. A lot of girls and the top heavy lovelies did turn up, and I've got lots of photos, and I will be sending them to you personally throughout the day.
Lovely, I can't wait for that.
Roy Walker's face looks quite distorted on one of the girls, Al.
The girl on the left with the long dark hair and the glasses.
Stop staring, will you?
Well, no, but she's just got the whole Sherry Blair mouth thing going on with the Roy Walker stretch.
Yeah.
Wipe your mouth, Dave. Look at you.
What?
Salivating.
Well, the local paper turns up to take a photo. And, you know how much I hate doing things like that, but I did take the photo for Radio 1, and I did think it was quite funny because I was surrounded by about 8 girls, all with Roy Walker's face on it.
Brilliant.
Which is very funny.
Did it ask you to put your thumbs up?
Yeah, they said, big cheer, everyone, and we all said no.
I love that. Right, we'll check in with you in a bit then.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Radio 1's Summer Friday thing. It's like warm summer sunshine streaming out of your radio.
Hey, the best of the week of the Chris Moyles Show, week 2, is now available on podcast. You can download it at Radio 1 online or a music store that may be connected to your MP3 player, if you know what I mean.
Almost 8 million people listen to our show. And now, thanks to our podcast, even more will know. Chris Moyles is the saviour. His talent is a gift. His ego is downloadable, but you'll need extra bandwidth.
That's right, you see, it's a geeky computer and internet reference there.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Turn your radio up for a top song.
National Radio 1.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
We're finding out more and more about Joe Wiley every day.
A few years ago, I went to my cousin's wedding, and the next morning, we stopped at Burger King, and I saw Joe in there. She was there with her fella and her young baby. And basically, they both got up and left, and we didn't take much notice. And then about a minute later, Joe came running back in, and she left her baby behind.
It's Radio 1 Summer Friday thing, so today from 5 o'clock, we'll roll out our summer big ones. They're all number one summer hits. They start at 5.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
From 4. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Celebrate Friday.
Esky.
2468. Who do we appreciate? Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Every
every last second there of a surefire hit right here on your favourite local radio station. That's The Avenue and Roll Deep.
Here up and there.
The song finished, and I, as I was casually walking into the studio...
it just seemed to stop.
And you weren't in either?
I was upstairs. I'd just been in the lavatory, actually.
Nice. Mm. One or two?
Two.
Okay. You went to floor... What? Floor two?
Hmm. It's bigger up there.
Do you want to redo this link again?
Yep.
Yeah?
From the top?
Yeah.
End of Roll Deep?
Yep. Let's do that then. Hang on. Go to end. Rewind. We'll just edit it in.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that was rubbish, wasn't it?
Yeah. Edit from here. They tell me there's no escape on heartache ever. Loving that, that's The Avenue and Roll Deep. The Chris Moyle Show. We should play the original of that in the golden hour. National Radio 1. Thought about this the other day.
Who did the original?
I can't remember. We did look at this, but...
Because the story was that Mr. Roll Deep heard the original on BBC Radio Kent, did he not? And then thought, that is a track for me to rap over.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Right, so what's going on this weekend then, Rachel? You know about it.
Right, Radio 1 is in Newquay.
Now, can I just say, I'm not very happy about this at all.
Why?
Okay. Radio 1 is in Newquay, that's what you just said.
Well, that's the banner.
Right. Joe Wiley?
Yes, she
Dave
starts
Pierce,
at 10 o'clock. Yes.
Judge Jules?
Yes.
All there.
When Radio 1 went to Magaluf,
mm-hmm.
Right, Scott Mills was out there?
Yeah.
Dave Pierce went out there?
Yeah.
Right? It was Radio 1 in Magaluf?
Yeah.
When we were on a canal boat,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of nowhere, it wasn't Radio 1, it was just us mugs, wasn't
That's
it?
That's because you're special and unique and...
Newquay, it's going to be a lovely day today. We're not there. How can we get, right? Have you seen the papers today? We're a rating success, well, Rachel.
It's Ibiza next weekend, you're not going to that.
Hey,
either.
Listen, you didn't...
No, I know, it's Radio 1 in Ibiza, we're not going to that either.
You didn't see Judge Jules with his decks on top of our canal boat,
no.
Did you? Meandering his way through the Oxfordshire countryside.
Listen, I'm not one to brag, Rachel, but Mirror, page 14, Sun, page 3, Star, page 13, Times, page 39, loads of newspapers, right, saying what a success we are. We're such a success. Radio 1 keep us as far away as possible from their Radio 1 in Newquay event.
I think they like to keep their secret weapon under wraps.
Yes, exactly.
To give everybody else a chance, you see?
Well, it can't be a sizes thing, because Dave Pierce is going, so, you know, it can't be to do with looks.
Or hair,
you know what I mean? The Maisonettes did our take, haven't you, by the way? Thank you, Rob DJ, you nerd.
This will make you happy, though. There's a picture of Joe Wiley in a wetsuit.
Where?
Hang on.
Well, I'll find
go
it. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh.
What? /wetsuit, is it?
No.
Oh.
Anyway,
oh,
while on, you're looking on. At that, shall I tell you what else
yeah,
it
yeah,
is?
Yeah.
Okay,
whatever.
So Joe does a show at 10 o'clock today. She's got James Blunt on the show.
Yeah,
and basically, Radio 1 has a kind of marquee set up all on the Fistral Beach.
Fistral.
It's all to do with Boardmasters, which is the largest surf and skate festival in Europe.
Love that.
Right, okay. Judge Jules is going to be doing his show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave Pierce does his show on Sunday. And then there's after parties as well. And get this. Are you listening or are you just transfixed?
No, we're
just
looking at the photos. Yeah. Who's the bird in the middle?
She's
it?
Wealthy,
yeah,
man.
Is she?
She's the person who's...
She's the pro... The pro.
You see, we could have done with her on a canal boat for a bit of glamour.
Is Elsie. She's a famous professional surfer. She's well hot. She looks like the girl out of the Fantastic Four.
Mm.
Sorry, you were saying about what?
Okay. So, Joe today.
Yeah.
Judge Jules tomorrow. Dave Pierce on Sunday.
Brilliant.
And there's after parties.
Yeah.
We've got... A pair of passes for Radio 1's events this weekend.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
And well, we go in. You and
no,
me?
No, for listeners.
Oh.
Yeah. So if they go down to Newquay, we can put them in a hotel, courtesy of Radio 1.
Really?
Yep. They get to go to the shows because they're ticketed, and also to the after parties as well.
Really?
And if they want to go...
What do they have to do?
You can call now.
Wow.
It's one heck of a prize.
So, they go to Newquay, we put them up in a hotel, they go to see Judge Jules and Dave Pierce mm-hmm. and all that. And then get to see some surfer dudes or dudettes.
Yeah.
Surfing in tight fitting
wetsuits.
The Boardmasters Babes competition.
Whoa. What?
Boardmasters Babes competition on the beach.
So is that...
Let's go, Dave.
I know.
You and me.
Look, people are calling. I haven't even set the question
I've got
yet.
A pair of binoculars. Is there a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, last week we did finish the phrase, it's all gone.
Yes.
Pete Tong.
Pete Tong,
this is
yeah.
my question today.
Yeah.
Finish this simple phrase.
Yeah.
I do like to be beside.
That what? Bird in the middle.
Yeah. Shall I repeat that again?
Yeah.
I do like to be beside.
Fish and chip shop?
No.
All right.
It's quite a...
Do it again.
I do like to be beside.
Joe Wiley.
No, that's... Wait. 08700 100 100. I didn't say between. And the photo's online. Joe looks great in a in a wetsuit.
You can talk to Joe.
Check out, by the way, picture number... number 7 out of 12.
Yeah.
Top right corner.
Yeah.
Our big boss.
Yeah, it's our...
Mr. Ben Cooper, submerged in water.
Yeah, but if... Oh, look at that picture of Joe Wiley. Oh, God. Right, that's it. I'm getting in the car. I'm going to Newquay. I'm going to sit and perv over Joe Wiley all
morning.
She'll
love that. Oh.
Joe, you look good.
You sound asthmatic when you do.
Right, I do like to be beside... Okay, give us a ring if you think the answer is the seaside. 08700 100 100. It's 8:52. Joe is live from Newquay at 10 this morning.
All my life I've been searching for something.
Big finish. Foo Fighters and All My Life at Radio 1. I bet if you were in your car, you'd just bash the hell out the steering wheel.
Great record. Doesn't get better than that.
Can't help yourself, though, can you?
Nope.
Right, 8:56. Tedious link in 2 minutes, Dave. Get yourself ready.
I'm ready, I'm ready.
First of all, I do like to be beside...
I don't know.
Well, you do, obviously. It's the seaside.
The seaside?
If you didn't know that, then you're officially a moron.
Mm.
Congratulations to... Drum roll, Dave. Stephen Boyd from Newcastle!
Yay!
He's an account manager who'd like to take his mate Keith.
All right.
The fella from the office.
Mm.
He's going to eat scotch eggs. Like, see him in a wetsuit. And he loves water sports.
Right. Does he? Well,
there you go. Good luck, Keith.
Each to their own.
well done, Stephen. You are going to Newquay. We'll put you up in a hotel. You'll go to all the Radio 1 gigs. And more importantly, you'll see Joe Wiley in a wetsuit. Get in! Right, it's time to wrap up the vote for who will win the part to be in 24, the computer game.
This... It's the longest day of my life.
It's the longest day of my life.
Richard, how are you doing, was last with a ridiculously low amount of votes.
Sorry.
Then was Kerry. Then was Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely Carol, by the way. And then lovely Chris were battling out for first place. The person winning and being in 24 the computer game is...
6 foot tall, face all there, eyes, nose, etc. But pretty ugly, though. Not fat, though, and no unsightly scars or spots.
It's Chris! Hooray!
Yay! Well done, Chris.
He is going to be in 24 the computer game.
Hello?
Chris?
Who do you want? Chris Walkie?
Yes, please.
I'm lying a minute, please.
God, it's exciting.
He has a receptionist?
Hey? A secretary.
It's the longest day of my life.
The longest day. We're on hold.
Whenever you're ready, son.
Hey, you there, Chris? Hey, it's Chris Moyle.
What?
We are going to be late
for
tedious.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. This is quality.
He's so excited he's collapsed in a pool of his own urine. I don't know. I don't know where that came
anything,
from.
Really. We're just padding time, really, till Chris comes on the line. You there?
No.
No, still nothing.
Let's have a listen to him again, shall we?
Go on.
6 foot tall, face all there.
Who is he? Where the hell is he?
Hello.
You there?
What?
Hello.
Who's
that?
It's Chris Moyles.
Right, hi.
Is this Chris?
Yeah, it is, Chris.
Have you been asleep?
No.
Where are you now?
I'm at work.
Right, okay.
Are you the man 6 foot tall, face all there and all that, but a bit ugly?
You're kind of a bit mumbly over there. I can't really hear you that well.
All right, sorry
about
that.
Are you the man who's 6 foot tall and face all there?
No. Hello? 5 and 7.
I rang the wrong number.
You are kidding, aren't you?
I rang the wrong Chris.
Did you really?
Jeez. I rang the wrong Chris, because there was a Chris from today, but we never put him through.
Shall we do tedious and then ring him back afterwards, do you think? Shall we do that? Shall we get the right number?
Oh. We'll just say that was some kids messing around pretending to be Radio 1. Whoops. It's all right. I've got the number. It's here in front of me. Don't worry about that. I'm thinking...
It took ages to answer.
He doesn't sound like him, does he? You know, maybe he forgot he entered or something like that. Whoops. Well, it wasn't him anyway, because he wasn't...
No.
Hello?
Christopher?
Hello, good morning.
Is your face all there?
It is.
Are you the real Chris and the right Chris?
I am. I think I'm a little bit more awake, but I'm just...
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear the last bit, did you?
I did. I just texted you in, shouting wrong number at you.
Mate, you're going to be in a computer game.
Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. Mate, seriously, this game is going to be massive, and you're going to be in it.
It's great. I'm hoping that I'm going to walk around the corner and shoot you.
Well, I get shot by... do you watch 24?
I do, yeah.
How many of them have you seen? Where are you up to?
I've seen them all. I've been watching them on the telly.
Oh, okay, all right then.
The DVD.
So, is it series? Is who's kind of Jack's? Is it Chase or whatever his name is? Who's Jack's kind of partner?
Yeah, that's the one that's lucky enough to be.
I know what you mean. he shoots me, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah, and I don't know who shoots you. I don't know if it's been worked out exactly who you are yet, but we'll find out. But the thing is, you'll come to London, and they're going to turn your face into a computer-generated character, and you'll be in 24.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
And it'll be a multi-million dollar game that you and I won't make a penny out of.
I think we'll get a free copy, at least.
Maybe.
If we're lucky, yeah, I think so.
I'll see if I can sneak you one out on the day when I go in.
Well, then we'll try and get you one, don't you worry. And you're all right, don't sneak me one out. I don't know what that meant. You know,
that's
just
illegal.
Just say thanks. Listen, well done, congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks very much, Chris.
Bye-bye!
Yes, bye-bye.
There you go.
It's good to get the right guy at last, wasn't it?
I believe I rang the wrong number.
Hey?
Hey, I can't believe I rang the wrong number, and it took 3 minutes for him to get to the phone to then realise it was the wrong person. Sake. Chris Church is the man who says...
6 foot tall, face all there, eyes, nose, etc.
Yeah, that's him, isn't it?
Not that other numpty.
No. Anyway, right, Tedious Link, can you get to today's Tedious Link track from yesterday's Tedious Link track? Some 41, Fat Lip.
Some 41 is what you get if you add 23 to 18. 18 is the age at which you can drink and vote in the UK. The UK is made up of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is the birthplace of both Colin Murray and Roy Walker. Roy Walker is a legend. Legend is the title of a best of album from Bob Marley. Bob Marley used to like football. Football season kicks off tomorrow. Tomorrow is a song you'd associate with the musical Annie. Annie is the Radio 1 first name that links Nightingale with Mac. A Mac is what you'd wear in the rain. Rain was a 1993 hit for Madonna. Madonna is married to Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie produced Snatch. Snatch is a word that you'd associate with handbags, while handbags is a word you'd associate with Dawn. Dawn is a good example of a popular one-syllable girl's name, a bit like the name Kim. And when you think of the name Kim in the context of great records from the early 90s, from an artist with a two one-syllable, almost rhyming names... That doesn't make any sense. Kim. You think of Kim Sims.
Ah.
Which links us to this morning's T-Desync track. It is Kim Sims and her one and only fantastic hit,
Too Blind to See It.
Too Blind to See What You Were Doing. That's the fella.
All right. It's the first song that starts off the golden hour, Dave. Are you ready?
Let's rock.
I hope we get the right Kim. Kim Sims, Radio 1. Too blind to see it.
I can't believe a baby in our world.
Ah, yeah. You know, like, our brand new executive producer, Reese.
Yes, Reese Hughes.
He just came in and said this is one of his favourite songs. Mm. He used to go to a club, apparently, when this was out.
Yeah.
He played it every week.
I think it was a club in Lincoln, wasn't it?
It was the club, but the night was called Bear or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Big Bears.
Big Bears.
Big Bears.
Big bears who love to dance.
Kim Sims.
Yeah. Seamless Link?
Yes. I think.
What?
Yes.
Hang on, what do you mean you think?
No. It is seamless.
We don't need to do Let's Get Ready to Ramble today.
Why? Oh, because it's the golden hour.
That's right. Between now and 10 o'clock, songs chosen by me. That's right, Dave.
This is a Radio 1 first.
Yep. And coming up, Pet Shop Boys, Liza Minnelli, Gloria Gaynor, and half an hour of music from the shows.
All for Big Bear Reese.
Hang on. That's Alan, they're Alan's choices for next week. Sorry, no. You have to text your mate and tell them to put Radio 1 on if they don't normally listen, because they're going to love the music we're playing till 10 o'clock this morning. Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. Between now and 10, Dave, it's time for the Golden Hour.
It's Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. Get up and take a shower. The weekend starting early with Chris Moyles' Golden Hour. No time for tittle-tattle. We've got to play the hits. It's just like local radio, but nowhere near as shocking.
That's right. Let's rock
the Golden Hour
with a classic
on Radio 1.
This is One.
It's the Golden Hour with all your favorite music.
Radio 1.
The Golden Hour. Radio 1 FM.
It's the music that we choose.
Get the
Our text number is 81199. If we play a song today that makes you go, oh, bloody hell, turn that up. Then text us and tell us which one. That's Gorillaz 19-2000, which you never, ever hear on the radio.
Good record.
The Soul Child remix, which is right, right at the end of the album, yeah. Brilliant. I love that song. I was going to play the original of Clint Eastwood.
Hate that.
But I don't know if we've got the edit because it's got a couple of swear words in. Although I wanted to play that, but apparently we're not allowed. I'd be effing and jeffing on the radio, especially when it's Friday. So, we were on a boat a couple of weeks ago in the middle of nowhere. Joe Wiley goes to Newquay and puts on a tight wetsuit and rolls around on the beach or something.
Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on Fistral Beach in Newquay.
Who's that?
Do you like the pictures then?
Who's that fella talking?
I've got... Oh, that's probably the commentator, because the surf competition kicked off this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
All the surfers were out there. It's the weather... Ain't great as in terms of sunshine, but it's perfect for doing a surf competition.
Wow.
There's loads and loads of white horses all out at sea at the moment. That'll be big waves, and all the surfers are doing their thing in the competition.
Is it cold?
Oh,
then,
hang
Joe?
On, hang on, hang on.
Do you know what? It's
hang
not
on,
cold.
Stop,
it's very
stop.
Dramatic, though. It's very windy. What, Chris?
There's loads of white horses. That's waves.
Well, I just wanted to clarify for you.
You're not into surfing. You got told that.
Sorry, I'm not into surfing.
No, you're not really into surfing.
No, I'm not a real surf chick. I would never, ever say I was.
You look like one, though.
I splashed around in the sea last night and I kind of rode a couple of waves. Sometimes I was on top of them, sometimes I was underneath.
Blimey.
Lucky waves.
We've been looking at the photos, actually, Joe, and our favourite one is number 7 out of 12.
Which one's that?
Have you seen them at Radio 1 Online?
Yeah.
There's one on number 7 out of 12, which has got our big boss up to his neck in froth.
And that's a fantastic picture.
Mm.
When we got down here yesterday, we were promised these lessons. I was obviously quite excited, a lot of surfers down here, so that was going to be pretty good for me.
Yeah.
I turned up with my three boys who work on the show, and there stands our surf instructor in front of us, the very beautiful 21-year-old Elise from Hawaii. She couldn't have been hotter, I think that was the phrase that the boys were using.
She looks like the girl out of the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
She did! She was a really, really good instructor, but it wasn't kind of the way I was planning things.
She's not unattractive.
Really stitched up.
Mm. Well, Joe, though, do you know what? If I had a choice between Elise or you, I'd go for you, Joe.
Yeah, the boys on my team didn't say that, and I don't believe you for a second.
I think I'd go for you because, you know... Not only are you beautiful on the outside, but you're also a beautiful person on the inside.
Great face for radio.
No, you look great in a wetsuit, Joe. I'd have a go.
All right, should we talk about what's going on my show today?
Yeah, okay, all right. Quickly. What's on the show today?
Well, you'll be able to hear the surf lesson that we had yesterday, so you can hear a bit of Elise. And, do go and have a look at the pictures, because they're quite funny. We had a really good time. We've got James Blunt playing live on the show a bit later on. And we, there's also loads of skateboarders down here as well, so we're going to be talking to some of them, finding out about the competition that they're doing and the surfers too. Aren't they going to be playing lots of games and just being, doing stupid stuff that you do?
And the skateboarders just going to damage the wheels by getting all the water and sand in, and they're never going to surf on a skateboard.
They'll probably do it on the dry land, I think.
Right, okay.
Anyway, that's it. I've got to go and prepare for my show.
What are you wearing right now? And I'm not being pervy. Are you in the wetsuit or not?
I'm not. No. Oddly, I'm not doing the show in a wetsuit. I've got jeans on.
Okay.
And flip-flops.
Are you going in the sea at any point during the show today?
Who knows? There are no plans at the moment, but who knows?
How are your flip-flops, by the way, Joe?
Gave me blisters, actually.
Are you kidding?
You're so ungrateful. Seriously, it's like this all the time. Yeah. Never leaves a tip.
We blagged them specially for you.
I was very, very grateful. You know I was. Thank you very much indeed.
Right, you can repay the favour later. Have a wonderful show.
I will do.
Bye.
See you later.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. Joe Wiley is a new key on the beats they call
Fistral.
I dared and I can't trust myself to say it.
Fistral.
I know, but I'll end up saying
Fistral.
Yeah. Anyway, no time for tittle tattle, Dave. We have to go back to the golden hour.
Let's rock. But what was the year?
No, the year's different.
Oh, right.
Just keep going on about it. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to love the next one. It is a classic.
Do you promise?
From the 80s.
Super summer. Super summer. Summer gold. Summer gold.
Good Lord.
Radio 1 FM.
Class.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing.
Alan!
Hello there, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Alan.
Hello.
Hello. Right,
wow,
so...
I worked for my money this morning.
You've been causing a lot of trouble in Lincoln this morning.
Yeah, I have actually. Mm. Can I say, before we start, thank you so much to everyone in Lincoln. It's been an amazing, amazing morning. I've met so many people, all ages, and they all love you, Chris, so I thought I'd pass that on.
Thanks very much. Is there any love for Dave?
No, no one liked Dave.
Right. Brilliant.
People like Rachel, but mainly you.
Oh, yep. I didn't realise you and Chappers have done a gig there.
No, we haven't yet. Actually, we're going there soon.
Really? Mm. You're getting much love. How many t-shirts have we got left?
I've got two.
Oh!
And they're in my hand.
Right.
And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, around 17 people left.
Right.
And I can't decide who should have it. So I was wondering whether you'd mind, this is genuine, whether you'd mind calling a number from 1 to 17, and that person and those two people get the t-shirts.
So have you assigned them all a number?
Well, in my head, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
thought
13,
through, wasn't it?
14. Yeah. 14. Two people got a bit shy. So
right,
14.
Okay Dave, you choose number.
Between 1 and 14, I'm going to go for number 5, Alan.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well done.
Yay!
What's your name?
Alicia.
Good morning.
My sister, she wants one.
And the sister wants one as well. But she can't. She hasn't been picked yet.
I bet it's a bloke, Dave. I bet it's a bloke.
Do you reckon?
Right, okay, one more number.
Do I get to choose the next number?
Yeah, the last t-shirt now in Lincoln this morning.
11.
11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well done. Congratulations. Oh, and this lady next to us saying she'll have mine. She
hang on, who was number 11?
What's your name? Vicky.
Oh,
you live in Lincoln?
Oh,
Vicky from Lincoln.
Fit or not, yes or no?
No.
Right, okay, cool. Alan, well done. You've done another sterling job. Now, here's the great thing. You've got to then go off. You've got to plan something else, haven't you? Which we'll talk about next week.
Yes, I do.
You've got to plan something secret. Then you've got to get your ass all the way back down to London because either Eugene or Derek is out of Big Brother.
Yes, and I don't mind which one because they'll both be brilliant.
I think my money's on Derek to go.
Yeah, I actually agree with you.
Really?
Yeah, after watching it last night, I think you're right.
Okay. You need a paddling pool for him.
A paddling pool in the press conference with Derek.
Just pick one up from Argos or something when you're driving back down. It's just a little paddling pool because Derek and Eugene spend so much time in the pool together. And your first...
Eugene, there's got to be some radio stuff I can do with Eugene.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll just lots of geeky stuff. And if Derek's out, you have to do the whole press conference by going, yes,
I might Morse code, Eugene.
Okay. That's quite funny. All right, nice one then.
Thanks, Chris.
Aled, I'd love to chat more, but we haven't got time for tittle-tattle because it's the golden hour.
Have fun.
Bye.
The golden hour.
Back to the hits.
On Radio 1.
This is my church. This is where I heal my hurts.
This is my church.
They came to my birthday party.
I said, yo, I could put money on it you were going to say that.
What are you laughing at? They did.
He didn't even talk to them.
Huh? I did. I spoke to Maxi Pad at the end.
Did he talk to Sister Bliss?
No, I saw her at the buffet, though, and she was dancing in front of the sandwiches.
Oh, man.
Tell you, they're close showbiz mates.
They went to your birthday because there was nothing better to do.
It was a hot ticket in town. It was my 30th birthday in Derry.
Londonderry to some.
Whatever
Derry
you
to
call
others.
It was great.
It's Londonderry to some, it's Derry to others, but to everybody, it's a beautiful place. About that?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Thanks. Craig's faithless with it.
All right. Leave it now, Dave. Move on. I once had Martin McCutcheon and Kavanagh and Extreme Steps at one of my birthday parties.
You did?
Yeah.
25th. 10 years ago.
And Kirsten O'Brien are just smart.
Yeah.
That's a TV show, by the way. When I said she does smart, I don't mean, you know.
But she doesn't.
Oh, dear. Nice girl, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. 28 minutes left of the golden hour, so let's get quick news and sport. Dom and Carrick's 92.
Charges over the murder of a black teenager on Merseyside.
And England target the Aussie batsman.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Two men will appear in court this morning, charged with the murder of Anthony Ward in Surrey this morning. Alton Road has got a bit of surface water on it. That's at the Coxbridge roundabout junction in Farnham. That's Coxbridge.
Child.
Beep, beep, one more travel.
9:35 now.
Golly gosh. So, Derek or Eugene out tonight? Dominic?
I think Derek.
Carrie?
Eugene.
Dave?
Don't care, but I would say Eugene.
Rachel?
Derek.
Yes. I think Derek is out tonight. Mm. Which means, well, it doesn't really matter, because if it's either Derek or Eugene, fingers crossed they'll be on this show on Monday morning. Would you like to ask one of them a question? Would you like to ask Derek, you know, a question? I'm trying to think what. You know, has he ever had a wee in the bath? Mm. How posh is he really? Would you like to ask Eugene about the government's overseas aid policy? I don't know how to wire up an air conditioning unit to an old Morris miner. I don't know.
Mm, all that.
You know?
8199.
You can either 8199 us or you can call us. I think Jocelyn's going to take some calls and we'll bring people back and get some questions. Is that all right, Jocelyn? 08700 100 100. Let's keep the text for the golden power of hour. Somewhere. And then the phone lines for Big Brother, right?
Nice.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
So questions for Derek and or Eugene, please. Come up with a good one. We might use it on the air on Monday. 08700 100 100. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
No time for tittle-tattle, Carrie. It's the golden hour.
Yay.
Yay.
This is one.
It's the golden hour with all your favourite music.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Summer Friday Thing.
Chris Moyles' Golden Hour.
One.
But what was he in?
Radio 1.
.43. Love this record. It's brilliant.
We saw this at Cardiff when Brady wanted a live thing when he played it on the Sunday just before it was announced that he was number one.
Correct. That was his first number one.
It was as well, yeah.
And he was wearing a badge which said, I am one.
Yep.
And he was very nervous because he was playing on the same bill as the Manic Street Preachers.
It is true.
Were you at that gig? Send us a text, 81199. Radio 1 is live in Newquay today. Joe Wiley's on.
Oh, sorry. On the beach? On Fistral Beach?
Yeah, I won't say it. I don't trust myself. You know I'm going to say something rude, and everyone will think I'm saying it just to be childish. But I just can't trust myself.
Fistral Beach.
Yeah, that's the one. So she is live from 10 o'clock this morning. James Blunt is going to be singing with her. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Where did you go?
Blue Tone's Slight Return. This song is perfect, Dominic.
It is.
For your impression of Chris Martin.
It is.
It's very visual. And for those of you in the studio who haven't seen it, Dominic, would you like to show everyone?
Let's be upstanding.
Chris Martin does this every time he's on stage.
You can join in with this at home, but not in your cars, obviously, because you don't want to stand up and do this in your car. So stand up, stand on one leg, and then hop to the left while moving your arms up. That's what he does in every single song. He does that on stage. If you watch Chris Martin very carefully on stage, he does that.
Brilliant.
Rach, don't look scared. He does that.
It's the best show in the world, this.
Yeah. There'll be people up and down the length of the UK doing that in their offices, hopping up and down.
I want to play a little bit of this, just like the intro of it.
Okay.
Okay? This song, the release date is to be confirmed, but I've been sent this, and it's a remix of an old song, okay? Put your hand up when you think you know what it is, or I'll shout your name out. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
9:48.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Nick Kershaw.
What's the track?
Wouldn't it be good?
Correct.
Very nice.
This is a brand new mix by Disco Thieves. Apparently, got into the blurb on the CD. They brought it bang up to date. Let's rock. Can't work out whether it's brilliant or awful.
Very true to the original.
It's quite Milo styley, isn't it?
Harry!
All the remixes at the moment all sound the same, don't they? Right, and then bring the drums in. Go.
Was that a flange effect on that?
Yeah, big flange.
I thought it sounded all right, mate, I'm going to be honest.
Big flange on that, mate.
Is flange the right word?
Yeah, it's where it phases in and out.
Yeah, that's flange. What I thought, flange.
Do we like this or not?
No, I think it's rubbish. Not quite there, is it? It sounds a bit lightweight, doesn't it?
The original will be better. We should play something by the legend that is Nick Kershaw later. Meanwhile, let's get back to the hits.
It's the golden hour with all your favorite music.
Radio 1.
If you don't remember the original of this, crank your radio up. I'm taking you back in time with a classic that you're gonna love.
Nice.
Thanks, mate.
Everyone.
It's amazing how many of the words you remember.
It's nice to hear power keyboards again, isn't it?
Oh, I'm telling you. And the little laser effect. Go West and we close our eyes at Radio 1. It's 9:53. We're playing the gold now because we're going to do it every Friday morning between 9 and 10 during Radio 1 Summer Friday Thing. Jo Wiley is on a beach in Newquay at
Fistral.
She is live from 10 o'clock this morning on Radio 1. We've run out of time again. We just can't cram all the hits in. Joe will have more from 10 o'clock this morning with new stuff from James Blunt singing live on the beach.
Fistral.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to say good luck to the mighty Leeds on and on against Millwall on Sunday. If you're a football fan, why not tune in for an interesting 90 minutes of football?
Sky Sports. It's on the 5-1 as well.
It's on before the Charity Shield, isn't it?
Exactly. So good luck to Leeds. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We have one more song to finish. I'd like to dedicate it to the one and only Allard. A massive Aerosmith fan.
You look like a lady.
Thank you.
You look like a lady.
As loud as you can, please. Play it now.
You
1, 2, 3, go!
Lady.
how the hell was he responsible for that gorgeous daughter of his? You've got to love a little bit of Aerosmith on a Friday. It's Radio 1 Summer Friday all day long. Colin Neal's back at 1 o'clock today. Scott Mills is back at 4 o'clock. He's on rocking form. Tongi's live tonight from 6 o'clock. Where in the world is he? He's in Ibiza.
Yes.
Tongi live then in Ibiza tonight from 6. Joe Wiley is live on a beach in Newquay.
First drill.
You're all right, thanks. And we are off for the weekend. Good luck to the mighty Leeds United on Sunday. On, on, on. What?
And Chelsea.
No, forget that. Don't worry about that. You're all right. Right, enjoy your weekend. I certainly will. We're back Monday morning. Have a great time. Goodbye.